And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench, thanks to the Mailo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the all-on-4 dental implant system.
And Dr. Larry happens to be the dentist to the Greater Western Sydney Giants, are you not?
Yes, Steve. How are you?
I'm well.
Big weekend of footy.
Your Giants going to be okay? They're going to get over the Swans, you think?
Oh, I don't know. It's 50-50, isn't it?
It is a 50-50 at the SCG.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And I'm not sure.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be too busy working anyway tomorrow night and next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a good night to have a seminar, isn't it, with the footy on. I'm not sure who was the brains trust behind that.
No one checked, I don't think. So that's at the Bond Street Clinic in South Yarra. You can still register at bondstreetdental.com.au. Not so bad next week in Sydney, next Wednesday, the 12th of September. That's in Parramatta.
Yeah,
and you can register at themailoclinic.com.au as well. How much should we spend on toothpaste?
Well,
I don't know how much toothpaste costs, so that's a stupid question for me to ask.
Well, it can range from, I think, $2.50 or something up to about $10 something for one of the boutique ones.
$10?
Yes, the boutique ones, the ones that, I think it's charcoal, the new sort of thing that they've got in them now.
Does that work, charcoal?
Oh, well, it's good for a barbecue. I'm not so sure it's good for your for your teeth. I mean, they don't have fluoride in them, those boutique ones, which is, as
that
a dentist,
doesn't make
that's
sense.
Not a good, that's not a good thing. And, the theory is the charcoal absorbs stains and those sorts of things off your teeth. But in reality, I'm not so sure. I think if you look at the toothpaste sort of industry, it's sort of toothpaste very cheap to produce, by the way, and it's sort of people either you go into the camp of having fluoride or non-fluoride. And
where's most of it made?
I think it's a good question. I think some's made in Australia, some's made in China. I don't exactly know,
I wonder if it says on the tube where it's made.
No, actually, that's a good point. I'm actually going to find out where it is made. So I think people will decide what they want to do in terms of children. You know, you should, under six, you should have a toothpaste which has got child toothpaste, a little bit less in fluoride. And after that, you need a fluoride toothpaste is desirable. All those toothpaste that advocate that we bleach your teeth, whiten your teeth, all those sorts of things, really, to have any effect, they need some peroxide in them. But the thing about bleaching of teeth, you need peroxide in close proximity to your teeth, and you need it there for a good period of time, and you need a good concentration. So I think personally that it's just a marketing exercise.
Exactly right. Marketing. Go you want to whiten your teeth, you go and see your dentist, and particularly go and see Dr. Larry Bench. Thank you, mate. Good luck with your clinic tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
Cheers. Thanks, Steve.
Larry Bench.